Okay.
You know.
All right. Good morning. We are continuing Hilchos Tehillos Luluv. A bit of a home stretch over here, so trying to get towards the end of it. Tafshin Beis Beis. It's Aser Le'echol Kodim Shitlenu. It's Aser to eat before you do Tehillos Luluv. Im Shachach V'achal V'nizkar al shulchano. If he forgot, because by mitzvah deraisa, person should not eat beforehand. Shabura does discuss. Okay, but what point? Let's say you don't have a little vessel or whatever. Until at what point can you eat? Because if you have chatzos, it's a shaila of fasting. I mean, in general, I don't know. In general, an eitzah is always with these things is you're allowed to drink water. It's drink water, so you don't end up fasting. But Al-Khapanim, if you didn't, so the Mishibura does say that that it is it that you, until chatzah after right before chatzos you can eat something, and so just you know make kiddush and eat something, so you're not fasting. And some say if you know there's a reason for the delay and you know you're gonna have the lulav Arba Minim later on, so you could just eat right away, like any other situation, Kriya Shema, Maariv, things like that, where if you know there's not going to be a problem of you forgetting, then it's okay to go ahead and to eat. If you forgot to do Arba Minim, and he realized, wow, B'yom Rishon Shul Min HaTorah Yafsik Afil Yeshos B'yoyim Litlo Acher Sheyechal, and he should stop. Even if he could go ahead and do until the of the whole day, he should stop and do until the of Yom Rishon Ve'elach. He shows b'yom lo yasek if he has time after his big suda, he does not have to be mafsik. V'imla v'yafsek, then he has to stop eating in the middle. Haga. Yom Tov Sheni, who are the Yom Tov Sheni? Because it's Vekah the Yom Haga. Im Hiskel Lechol Yoiser Chatzis Shach Kolim Shegi Hazman Chiyuva. Let's say I get up in the middle of the night and decided to have a Suda before Alus Hashachar. Afil B'Yom Rishon Ein Tzarich LaHasik B'De'ika Shos B'Yoyim. Person has a 10-hour, ten-hour Suda. I mean, I don't really. Yeah, this is a theoretical case. The place can bring up about, well, anyway, you're not allowed to eat by, hits Amud HaShachar, before Amud HaShachar, because you have to mask it because it's tefillah. Bikur Yankov gives a teretz that he went ahead and he was masked for tefillah. So the case over here is, I have to mask for tefillah. He was, before Birchas HaMazon, he dominates, and he kept on eating, geshmak, but he realized he didn't do Arba Minim, so then he doesn't have to be mafsik, like any other din. Tafish and Gimel, Hadas Shal Mitzvah, also the Hariach Bo, Hadas of the Lulav, it's also to smell it during the Chag. Aval Esrog Shal Mitzvah Mutar La'Ariach Bo'i Min Hadin. But Esrog, you are allowed to smell it Min Hadin during the Chag. Ela Shilafi Shadachaku Im Mevarchim Alav Olav Yesh Nom Ariach Bo'. It's better not to smell it because you don't know if there's a bracha. Because if it's books of the mitzvah, so therefore there's no birchas areyach on something which is a dvar mitzvah. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. Mashen came by a hadas, since the and also so that, since the mitzvah you'd be allowed to even since the ikur esrog, the ikur mukhuksa of an esrog is for eating. You're not allowed to eat an esrog during sukkahs. By hadas, the ikur point of a hadas is the smell. So therefore, you're not allowed to smell a hadas during the chag. But by esrog, since the mitzvah, the ikur thing of an esrog is not the smell. So if you are allowed to smell it, just as a shayla of a bracha, so it's better not to. You don't have to stand around, you know, holding your nose, like, no, not smelling it, whatever. It's okay. You could even, you know, if you smell it, it's okay. You can even get hana from it. Just it's better not to, because it's like brachas. Right. I think that there's
A person saying he bought them, he made a broch on the
right, Lachora. If you'd be allowed to eat it, then you'd be allowed to smell it as well, because it's not huksa. But the poskim do bring down that on Shabbos you're allowed to smell it, enjoy it, because there's no mitzvah that day. So it's okay to smell it on Shabbos. Beis over the hoshana, the hooks. No, but the thing is that the Brewer brings down. You're not doing a mitzvah right now. You're allowed to smell it either way. The shayla is a suffik bracha. Can you make a bracha? If it's hooks, if you're doing a mitzvah with it, there's a mitzvah, can you make a bracha sareach on it? And Shabbos, Achopanim, you're not doing a mitzvah, so you could go ahead and you can smell it and make a bracha, because on Shabbos it's not only for the mitzvah on Shabbos, so therefore you could be sumach on the fact that you can make a bracha and that's okay. No, that's tiltul, but it's not. But that's not muksa of. There's muksa.
That's not.
So also, if you is also a tiltul. I mean, if besides the fact, if unless you say that it's a shayla muksa machas charen kis, which that could be.
Erev sukkis.
It's not also a tiltul.
No,
but it's not. But it's mutter to smell. That's the whole chiddush over here. That since it's a huksa, you can't eat it. You won't be able to eat it on Shabbos in Chanami. It's huksa, you can't eat it on Shabbos. But the huksa of an esrog is the eating, not the smelling. Oh. So you're allowed to smell it. It's just a shaylon brachos, just like the Ramah.
Hadassim on Shabbos.
Hadassim, no, because that's huksa for Shivas Yamim. Yeah, just like by bread, the Ramah says by bread you should maybe, because it's tough, you don't know what bracha to make. You shouldn't smell bread. The chachila, you shouldn't smell it. You shouldn't, you know, take a big whiff and, you know, enjoy it. But again, that's only the chachila. I'll put him here also. You know, the esrog smells good. You know, but so you can on Shabbos you can mamish make a birchas areach. For besamim after havdalah, I don't know about that. It's interesting, Shaila. Beis avad hoshana v'lo avrola meipak beis. You set up your luv and esrog, and you're all set. And your friend comes running in and says, "Oh, I got you most amazing mahudr set, you know," and so you just leave it on the table. Sharia bahana, then that's mutter bahana, because it's not huksa la mitzvah, even though you're hazmana lav milsa, and therefore, and zon chalois kedusha on it, and it's okay. Tafish nandalid, mikabelis isha haluluv miyab bino, or miyab bail, is a mishnah in Sukkah. A woman can take the lulav miyabina or miyabaila machzirosa lamayim. She can take a lulav from her son or the husband and put it in machzirosa lamayim. She's allowed to return it. If it was sitting in a bucket of water, a bit of water to keep it moist, she's allowed to take it and put it back into water. Because nothing happens really, it just keeps it moist. It doesn't, there's no actual growth or anything like that. Unlike by flowers and things, which is more of a shayla, there's a discussion about that. But here, by lulav, it's just to go ahead and keep it green. And there's no problem putting it back in the water. If there's very little water, you can even add water. You should not switch the water, because that's tirach. That's extra tircha. And an extra tircha, this is called, this could be tikkuni money. You're trying to, you know, keep this fresh. It's tikkun oich, but it's not like tikkun oich. It's tikkun mana. It's not clear, but it's tikkun mana. So therefore, on yantiv, you can't do extra tircha for that. But al kapanim, you're allowed to put it back in. It's a mitzvah to go ahead and switch the water to keep it green. Therefore, you know, everyone has their own shtick with, okay, what you put a towel, paper towel, foil, not foil, you know, have their own, you know, whatever, how to keep the lulav moist. Lamaise is that the question is, a lot of times here in the heat, sometimes it gets moldy if you keep it too moist. It gets moldy. I once had a lulav that tapa got moldy in the middle of the chag, and the whole center just flopped over. So it's something to be nizer with. The Indian to try to keep it moist. Keep it in a sealed lulav bag. Whatever you try to do to keep it mahuder. Hagav enogin likach kol yom chalmoid arava chadasha. Kasha belulav hider mitzvah. There's a minig if you have aravos to go ahead and put new aravos in every day. You know, for example, here they sell aravos here. You know, here often they sell aravos every day. It's if you ha, you know it's a kedai to go ahead and to do that. A hider mitzvah. I mean, I do remember if there's no aravos in the chanami, you can, you know, by Hoshana Rabbah, you see, you know, the people's aravos like the shriveled black leaves, and you know, flopping over a little bit. That's okay, but it's not as mahudar as it could be. So therefore, it's better to go ahead and to take new aravos. No, it's not a psul. It's not a psul. No, yeah, there's no shini marer and. Even by the Esther is a discussion, but by Luv is not so.
Nowadays, it wouldn't help you to put your Luv in water because they seal it with wax at the bottom.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Tafresh and Hay, it's the dinim of Goyim. Aleph, Oivi Kacham Shehevi Lulav and Yisrael Mechutz HaTchum. A guy who brought Arameinim to Yisrael mechutz atchum, muter litloi afilu mishehuva bishvilo. You're allowed to go ahead and do the tilas lulav, do nanuim, even if it was brought for him, because it's a mitzvah. And shus mach mitzvah, we're not machmitzvah. So you could even tell the guy to go ahead and to bring it. But I in the Hagav, I in the El, so Tafkuf Pei Vav, Simen Shin Zayin, in Mutter Leimar, the Ovi Kachove, Leilach Acharav, Alochal Yantav Bishvilo, that's a different Shaila of Yantav, is there a Mirila Acharav and Yantav, but Al Kapadim, for a mitzvah, you're even allowed to go ahead and to tell a goy to, because there's no Isser Hoitzah on Yantav, but there's this Tchumin there is, but since it's a tchum, it's only to Rabbanon, so you're allowed to go ahead, shvus to shvus, you're allowed to tell a goy to go ahead, you forget you're in shul, or whatever, wherever you are, and you outside the city, you got stuck outside the city, so you can go ahead and you can even offer to pay a goy, listen, can you go back to my house, here's the key, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and bring in my arbaminim, and that will be okay. The shayla which the place can discuss is, what about Yubei's meal? What if Yubei's meal is a machlikis, Machlus in the Gemara, Machlus Tanoim, whether Yubei's meal is deraisa. So, but on Yom Rishon, the Mishabura says on Yom Rishon, they go ahead, since it's the mitzvah deraisa. So if he brought it from outside Yubei's meal, so we're makil, but to go ahead and to send him outside Yubei's meal, that we're not matir. But the thing is, you're not allowed to carry it outside Dal Amas. If there's an Eruv, so then you're allowed to carry all around the Eruv, but otherwise you can't, you have to do the Tilas Lulav right then and there. Now, Maisa Shahaya Kahaya, there's a Shaila, interesting Shaila with maybe bring up some issues. I had a son many years, like whatever, 18 years ago. One of my boys was born on Leil Yontav Rishon of Sukkot. So, and from here in Beit Shemesh, we had to take an ambulance into the hospital, Chutzal Tchum. Shaila is, you know, so I didn't know the halacha then, or I didn't think about it. It was to Vahala, so I took my Arba Minim with me. Question is, did I do the correct thing or not? Was it correct for me to take my Arba Minim with me? Since Lamaise says it was mutter for me to go ahead and to go to and you know to go to the hospital. So lo gara from you know from a goy who you know the shayla is tchum you know derabanan, but is was it mutter for me to that's one thing is asking a goy to take it, is it mutter for a yid to take it with him. And so lemais is so aleph so if it's a goyisha driver, so then the answer to the shayla over here is do you need it? So the question is can you just throw it in the ambulance? And then take it. It could be there's what to talk about, but then there's a different question. Is it's only if you need it. If at the other end you end up in Yerushalayim whatever, and there's you know Arbaminim, you know to take, you know to you know you can get an Arbaminim to do Lulavan. So then the question is that called the tzarech? You know, so my suffix is, it's later on, the Ramah says that a person should be hotter to have his own luv and esrog on the first day, shouldn't be samech on the matanam l'asahachzir, right? Yeah, obviously you could probably find someone giving matanam l'asahachzir. The question is, my suffix is, on the one hand, you know, of course you'll find someone, you know, who can go ahead and give you arbaminim. But the question is, do you have to be samech on that? Because he's not chayev to give it to you. It's no chiyuv. Because it's lachem on that day. It's lachem, so you have to own it. There's arvus, right? So you know. But the thing is, like the Ramah says later on, that one of the reasons it's better to have your own is because not everyone knows the hilchos hakna and how to be machnet properly. It's a lot of complicated halachas, so it's better to have your own. I don't know if that's enough to be matter it. If a person goes to the hospital, wife's giving birth or something like that, and you have no idea when she's going to give birth, and you don't know if at 4 o'clock in the afternoon you start running around to try to knock on people's doors, you don't know anyone there to try to find lulav and esrog. I guess you know it could be if you feel you know uncomfortable. It could be there's room to be matir. The emes is the Shmir Shabbos brings a Shom Zalman, a different Stam Heter. He says a person goes to the hospital on Shabbos, he's allowed to bring his tefillin. He bases on the Chavetz Chaim Machat Yisrael, and also on the Emichel Shlomo. Shom Zalman says that the problem with Tchumin is really an issue for an Odom and a Behema. Kalim, it goes by Ragle Odom, right? It's Kavua by the way the person is going to Shvisa. Someone who's going to the hospital, it's mutter for him to go outside Tchum, so his Kalim and Meila, it's mutter for them to go outside Tchum with him, because his Raglav is mutter to go outside Tchum, so too his Kalim is mutter to go outside Tchum. So he holds that you even be allowed to go ahead, so the Chor Lefidushmir Shabbos, you'd be allowed to go ahead and take the lulav because there'd be no iser tchumim b'chlal. Again, to rely on, okay, these are just different shitas. The person would have to ask a shayla. But if in chutzaretz, like I said, which you definitely, you know, let's say you're in a hospital which is outside. Most hospitals are within tchum in chutzaretz, but let's say it's a hospital. Let's say you're in a small area, you have to go to a different city, whatever it is, you have to go outside tchum, and you're in a you're not in a Jewish hospital. So you're not going to have arbaminim. So over there, and you to throw it into the ambulance to take the chora. There's definitely the chora would be mutter because you could even ask a goy to do it. So definitely just putting in the ambulance and taking it through your beis meal. You have many shitas to rely on to take your arbaminim with. If you're not going to be able to get it, he says that obviously if you're going to be back, whatever it is, if you don't know, that's his case. You know, right. He talks over there. I think that's also in the Chavetz Chaim that he's not. Like he's, I think in the case of Machane Yisrael, he's going. He's in the army or whatever it is. He doesn't know what he's going to be doing, so he's going to allowed to take the tefillin. You know for sure that whatever. So then you don't have to. You wouldn't have to, right? Also, right. Also, someone, right. That's also that, right? Right, they take the tshula. Right, the question would, I mean, listen, Hashem, this mechama will not last until Sukkot. It should not be a shayla like this. But the all huadin it would be with the Arbaminim as well. They could probably take it. A paramedic. So I spoke to a paramedic last night. And he said anyway they're matter them to take whatever they need because otherwise they might be reluctant to go if they're not gonna go ahead and go back and have the Shabbos suddos or have food or have. Any ikuvs, they might have an ikuv in doing their and matzal nefasha. So therefore the place can say that they're allowed to take whatever they want. So anyway, it's okay for him to come back. So if he wasn't sure, if he could be able to come back, whatever it is, or if he was planning to just to stay by someone. He'd definitely be allowed to go ahead and take his arba minim. Okay, I think we'll stop here. So, Simmons back.